So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Welcome to another podcast. So we've been a little bit lax on the podcast recently because we took some time off. We're coming up to June, so we're just starting to get back into the habit of starting to create some more podcasts again. We've got a very busy day today. We've got podcast and then content coordinators coming to the villa. We're going to run through everybody's stuff, make sure our clients are up to date with the social media. We've got some new software that we need to learn how to use for video editing. So we need to get our video editing team to start implementing some of that as well. We've got swimming. I'm off to see the four-year-old swim, which is really cool. We've got the gym session. We're losing weight again, lost an inch off the tummy. It's really cool. So it's all very busy at the moment. But in today's podcast, I wanted to talk to you about the Fat Four. Okay. Now, by the way, I don't know if you've noticed, but I have difficulties with my Fs and my THs. Fat Four is basically the same letter at the start of each word. So I don't know if you noticed that. I'm sure you have. But I can't say my THs. I say F. Fat Four. It's, I know it's Fat Four. But anyway, so Fat Four. So the Fat Four metaphor in Avengers. I saw this film and I was really looking forward to it. As you can tell by the shield, I love my Avengers stuff. I love sci-fi. I love escapism. I love all that kind of thing. And it's all those sort of kind of films, Star Trek included. It's all about like striving for something better. Do you know what I mean? That's why I love those films. But obviously we saw Four, and Four put on quite a lot of weight. And so it was Fat Four. And I know some people going, oh, it's fat shaming and body shaming. Look, I don't give a shit if it's fat shaming or body shaming. If you're fat and overweight, lose some goddamn weight. I'm fat and overweight. I need to lose some goddamn weight. It's as simple as that, right? You know, let's just, like, if that upsets you, that's okay. Be upset. Learn from it. Move on. You know, being overweight, it's not healthy and that kind of thing, right? So we've dealt with that kind of ethics. I don't give a shit, basically. So, but the Fat Four metaphor, this is why it was really important for me. So Four had gone through all this stuff. He's a big strapping guy, works out in a gym, and then he had an external event, a traumatic external event that took him to this place mentally. And I've been there. I've been there recently, right? It took him to this place, and he was like, oh, no, screw it. I can't do it. And he just ate lots of food, drunk loads of beer, became just a drunk, fat guy. Couldn't be bothered doing anything except play the Xbox. Apart from the beer, that sounds quite familiar. So, but this is the key here. He had an external event. Like, obviously, I've got my NLP training, which has done wonderful stuff, not only for me, but also for my clients and for my family as well. But when something external happens, it's so overwhelming. So overwhelming. I don't care if you're Tony Robbins, it is going to knock you out of the block, right? And so that's definitely something that's happened to me, and I'm pretty sure it's something that's happened to you. And for different people, it's different things. For one person, it might be his goldfish has died and it was his only friend and now his life is over. And for another thing, it could be wife died, mum died, kids killed in an accident. Like, it's really horrific stuff. He went bankrupt, and, you know, living on the street. It could be really horrific. So, like, it's not the extremes. It's not a competition between, well, actually, I've had this and actually I've had that, because it's pretty major for everybody. Do you know what I mean? But it's this external event and how we deal with it internally. And now, the reason why I got really emotional about it is that there's a moment in the film where Thor, he's accepted that he's fat and that he's kind of given up, right? But deep down, when it came to it, he stepped up, and it wasn't his physical presence that was the presence. There's another line in Spider-Man Endgame where Tony Stark says to Spider-Man, if you're nobody without the suit, you don't deserve the suit. If Thor is nobody without the body, he doesn't deserve the body. And later on in the film, it peeled back so that we could reveal that Thor wasn't the sum parts of his physique, he was for some parts of his mental capacity, about his ability to not give up, about his ability to step up. Now, last night I had a basketball game, went to basketball, and the other team didn't turn up, so we played 4-on-3, right? So we're playing, bear in mind I'm 46, I've been playing this game since we're 14, so over 30 years now, and I used to be a really good player. But then the body kind of goes out of shape. The knees don't work the way they should. I've got like a tender Achilles, I think it is, this morning. But anyway, we're playing this game. We're playing 4-3. Now, my team did not lose a game. Just for the record, we did not lose a game. And it's because when the time came to step up, like we played to 11. Each basket is worth a point, unless it's behind a three-point line, it's worth two. So we reached a point where we were 3-on-4 in the first game where we were losing. And I didn't let us lose that game, right? We stepped up to a level where you go, okay, I'm not prepared to lose that game right now. The last game, 3-against-4, I'm exhausted. We've been playing basketball for an hour, 20 minutes or so. First to 11, three-pointers count as two. Dan gets the ball, steps up, swishes the first three, swish, just straight through. Gets the ball again, swishes it again, gets the ball again. The guy's really up front on me, sidestep, swishes it. 3 three-pointers all in a row, and people go, woo! Felt awesome. Felt like those days it used to feel like back 20 years ago when you used to do that in games, you know? So it's 3-on-4, we're up 6 points. I thought, well, it's called a heat check where you see how hot you are. So you take another shot, I miss the next one. And then my other two teammates, Fess got a point each. So we're now, I think it's 8-2, something like that. So then I get the ball again, another 3-pointer, swished that. So we're now up to 10-4, something like that. Get the ball back, and I'm at the top of the key. And I've seen this film so many times, watching NBA playoffs, get the ball at the top of the key, posting up in the high post. I could see the double team coming, faked one way, went for the next, jumped up for a fall away, turnaround jump shot, swished it, won the game. And I was like, oh. And it reminded me of Thor. At that point, it was like, Christ, I'm like Fat Thor. It's not the body. It's the ability to focus, the ability to not give up, the ability to strive to get the result that you 100% want, that you 100% needed. I didn't want to lose that game. I wanted to go out and win that game, right? So that's exactly what we did. And it's not the body that creates you. It's the person that creates the body. It's the person that creates the result. It's the person underneath is the person that causes this to happen. You're not a result. Kind of you are. You're not a result of external events. You are a consequence of what happens externally, how you deal with it internally, and what your next steps are. So I jumped on the scales this morning, lost a kilo, lost an inch around the tummy. I've got it all to lose. We're on this journey. I hate going to the gym right now. I hate running. I hate working out. I love playing basketball, however, so I might go put some shots in. Depends how my Achilles feels later today. But it's like this idea of it's okay to get knocked off course. It's totally fine. It's not a problem. The key for you is you've got to get back on the horse, mixing metaphors. You've got to get back on the horse and you've got to get to where you've got to get to no matter what. You know, like think about this. If your child was in a burning building and the burning building was 5 miles away, could you run from here to there in 5 miles without training? And if you don't, your child's going to die. I bet you could. You would find a way to make it happen. Of course, you'd just Uber it, wouldn't you? But you'd find a way to make it happen. And this is where most people fail in whatever it is they want to do. You know, let's talk about Brexit for a second. Brexit's driving me insane. Oh, stupid people who think Brexit's a great idea. It's not a good idea. You're limiting freedom of movement for people like me and my kids. Well, congratulations on that for being a xenophobic little wanker. You're thinking that WTO is going to be a great idea. Yeah, let's put prices up 15% and reduce our ability to sell into Europe. That's a great idea. Just crazy. But do you know what? None of it's actually even relevant. I don't even give a shit. Put WTO rules in there. Let's get inflation. Wipe away my mortgage debt. That's really cool. Let's do that. That would be awesome because in 10 years' time, my rents are going up. And in real times, my mortgages are going down. But the poor guy on the bottom of the street whose food price has risen 15%, what are you going to do? That's just a nightmare. But, like, it's got nothing to do with me. Just 100% nothing to do with me. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing, which is investing more into assets that generate cash flow that secure my family. And that's exactly what you should be doing. It's not the external consequences that puts the Thor's body on Thor. It's how he dealt with it. And how he dealt with it was how he went and played computer games, drunk beer, and ate lots of bad food. And how you deal with whatever external event is going to determine how your results end up. Luckily, Thor went through that and came out the other side and realised, and obviously, you know, the film finished and you don't know, does Thor lose the weight over the next 12 to 24 months? Well, I guess he does. I have no idea. Does it matter if he did or didn't? No, it absolutely 100% doesn't, as it happens. What's important is how he internalised that and he went and got the end result. And that's exactly what you need to be doing in your life. Forget about all this external stuff. Go for what the focus is, what your goal is, and don't think about anything else. If you've got to go over and take over the ball game and become the best player at this that you possibly can, then that's exactly what you should do. Right, that was a very impassioned podcast, wasn't it? Probably upset quite a few people there. That's just awesome. So my name's Dan Latta. We'll catch up with you in the next podcast. Hope you have a wicked day. We'll speak soon. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.